702.
Refilo is on Twitter
at
Mpakanyane.
And joining me on the line is Michael Lucas, a PhD student in engineering at Wits University. And Michael has developed a self-sanitizing coating that essentially can be used in hospital and all scientific environments, and I suppose other environments, to make sure that cleanliness and hygiene are maintained and kept top of the priority list. Now he joins me on the line. I'd like to thank you, Michael, for joining me today. I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you very much, Ophelia, for having me on the show. Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks.
Tell us yourself. Very, very well, Michael, and excited to be speaking to someone who's doing really important work right now. You've developed this futuristic antimicrobial coating technology, which is meant to strengthen infection control measures in medical facilities.
Yes.
Of course, that's obviously what we're going to sort of fixate on because of the COVID times that we're in, right? But this can be used in food processing plants and public transport environments, amongst others. Tell me about this antimicrobial coating technology that you developed. How does it work? What is it?
Yes, no, I'd be happy to discuss that. Now, I'll get to where its implications of COVID come in.
Sure.
My research did focus on bacterial and fungal prevention.
Mm-hmm.
That was my focus. But to basically give you an idea, to start with, what is an antimicrobial coating itself? And so to look at from a hospital point of view, you look at all these surfaces that we touch when you go into a hospital, and there's the risk of infection transmission from those surfaces. There's a chain of infection transmission that can be set up just by touching these surfaces. And so an antimicrobial coating is something that works to prevent that transmission,
sure.
To actively mitigate transmission of these bacteria. And from a bacterial point of view, there's actually two ways of looking at it. You can look at coatings that are able to inhibit the growth of bacteria mm-hmm. that land on these surfaces, and these are called bacteriostatic coatings. Or you can look at coatings that actively kill these infections or these pathogens that land on them. And these are termed bactericidal.
Yeah.
And so my research, working with my late supervisor, Professor Ian Olbotev, from the School of Mechanical, Industrial, and Aeronautical Engineering at Wits, as well as my now current supervisor, Professor Reed and Professor Law, mm-hmm. as well as my supervisor from medical school. Because this research is biomedical related, I'm a mechanical engineer, but my research has gone into biomedical engineering.
Yeah.
My supervisor from medical school, Professor Sandy Sanchiran, in the Department of Pharmacy, we've been developing this coating that has got biocidal property in a dry touch contact environment.
And that means what? That means what, Michael? Tell me how this coating is applied. Is it something that is applied to hard surfaces once and stays on permanently and definitely for a set amount of time, or does it need constant reapplication?
Okay, yes. So the idea behind these surfaces was I was looking for a solution to these surface coating or surfaces that have got the propensity for bacterial survival on these surfaces.
Sure.
So my research looked at what mechanisms can we use, what different approaches can we use to make these surfaces, and what I looked into were metals that have got antimicrobial properties. So the metals of copper, silver, and zinc have got very good innate antimicrobial properties. They're termed contact-killing metals. Mm-hmm. So they're very good at killing bacteria, fungi, as well as viruses, on contact. And so I looked at incorporating these metals into common hospital surfaces. And these surfaces, the target surfaces that I focused on were plastics.
Sure.
So hospital beds, rails are all made of these plastic materials. And so the technology itself is a deposition technique used to coat plastic. So that's termed polymer metallization.
Mm-hmm.
And so these coatings are applied to these polymer materials, and it involves a deposition, an embedment process rather than creating just a thin film on top of a surface.
Yeah.
These metal particles embed into the substrate. So they're quite durable.
Absolutely.
The coating will then last for a long time, showing continued antimicrobial activity.
Yeah, really, really interesting and fascinating stuff, Lucas. I mean, Michael. So let's talk about the fact that your antimicrobial coating earned you the prestigious Pre-Huber Tour Innovation Award at the International Conference on Prevention and Infection Control in Geneva. That was last year, right? And tell me how soon we could see your product out in the market. I'm pretty sure there are trials that still need to take place. You know, in terms of us being able to see it in the hospitals that we visit, or environments that we, the ordinary person, would come into contact with. How soon could that be? And what sort of, at what stage of the process are you right now?
So that conference that I attended last year in Geneva was a fantastic opportunity to share that research on an international stage. So I feel it was a good step towards a future application for these, or to get this technology out into the public space.
Sure.
So I'm working together with WITS Enterprise, which is a department of WITS University, that helps to get technology into the commercial space. And this is ultimately where we want this technology to go. We want to see it in hospitals making a difference. And so in terms of getting to that point, at this stage, what we're looking at is doing a pilot study within hospitals, a 6 to 12 month kind of study.
Okay.
To see this coating activity within a hospital environment. So day-to-day activity where there's cleaning protocols that are in place, high touch contact from patients and staff, and interaction in that environment. So that's what we're looking at the moment. We're looking for partnerships with hospitals and obviously the funding that comes with it to make that possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it is it's a long-term goal, but that's where we would ultimately like to see this technology end up.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic stuff. And, you know, obviously we all have COVID-19 on our minds, but in terms of the virus itself, or a virus, how does it all figure into infection control with regards to that?
So definitely, yeah. So antiviral properties of these coatings haven't specifically been tested yet.
Mm.
So again, my research focused on bacterial and fungal infections. And so future work would have to be done to validate the activity of these coatings against viruses specifically.
Yeah.
But the metals that make up these coatings are known to have antiviral properties. So they're good at killing these viruses. Tests need to be done specifically against COVID to see its activity there. But one alternative implication of this whole COVID pandemic that we're experiencing is what's going to happen afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So once we go back to state of normal life again, with the rising use of sanitizers, we could see an upsurge of bacterial resistance, specifically within hospitals.
Mm.
And so this then gives rise to those hospital superbugs that we know about.
Which we've experienced before as well, yeah.
Yes. And so these coatings would then be even more effective there because they're then helping to prevent whatever happens after this pandemic in terms of keeping things safe and clean within our hospital.
Yeah.
So yes, there could definitely be application directly towards COVID. This would need further testing though.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, the other implications from this virus in terms of the bacterial scene, these coatings would benefits, advantage there.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Michael Lucas, thank you so much for your time this morning. Please do keep us apprised of your developments in your trial period as well as going forward. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Michael Lucas, the PhD student in engineering at WITS University. He has developed a self-sanitizing coating that helps hospitals and food, that could help hospitals and food processing plants in hygiene control measures in the future. We'll watch the space and see what happens.